Dictation for Susan Campbell, C-A-M, P as in Paul, B as in Boy, E-L-L, May 2658, addresses a letter to Dr. Gino, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Gino, a follow-up for Mrs. Campbell, a renal transplant. This is donor 1998. This was telemedicine. Last visit in February. Was in the hospital, question UTI sepsis. Local hospital, Clare, C-L-A-R-E. She is not aware of any stones or anatomical abnormalities of the kidney transplant. No complications of diarrhea with antibiotics. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, normal bowel movements, no bleeding, no kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, clear without any cloudiness or blood. Presently, no edema, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, no gross dyspnea, denied orthopnea PND or the use of oxygen. She has not been able to tolerate CPAP machine, not using any device, problems of insomnia, and upper respiratory symptoms from allergies. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the prednisone cyclosporine cell set for transplant, otherwise Norvasc Lasix Bisoprolol for blood pressure on insulin pump. Weight at home 205, blood pressure 137.75. She is overweight, alert oriented strength 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences, no facial asymmetry, moving upper extremity symmetrically. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Anemia 11.9. A normal white blood cell, large red blood cells 101, normal platelet count, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin at 3.4. This is probably close to the hospital admission. A normal calcium, phosphorus, 3T4, TPK, magnesium in the low side, normal TSH, present GFR 36, stage 3B. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Deceased donor renal transplant, 98. Next number. CKD stage 3B, probably an acute component at the time of urinary tract infection. We'll see what the next blood test shows. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants. The cyclosporine level needs to be updated. Next number, hypertension at home appears to be well controlled. Next number, diabetic nephropathy and other complications, including legally blind. Next number, anemia, probably representing component of UTI sepsis. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea, has not tolerated CPAP machine. Next number, previously documented postural low blood pressure, presently not severely symptomatic. Next number, history of coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, presently not symptomatic. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. End of dictation.